is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you on this Tuesday night from here at New Knoxville, the Barn. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. New Knoxville hosts Fort Loramie. Lady Redskins 5-0 on the year, 3-0 in the Shelby County League. New Knoxville 3-3, 0-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Fort Loramie 26-2 a year ago, 12-0 in league play, advancing all the way to the regional championship, losing to eventual state champ Minster. Meanwhile, New Knoxville had a fine campaign in 2018-19, going 18-8 overall and 5-4 in MAC action. Should be a fine game tonight. Head coach Carlos Siegel, Fort Loramie, year number 20. Tim Hagemeyer, year 15, running the show here at New Knoxville. Carla has a lot of respect for Tim, says he does a very good job, as recent final scores between these two clubs would indicate. Fort Loramie, despite excellent seasons the last few campaigns, has had difficulty with New Knoxville. Ran over the Rangers last year 55-28, but the previous four meetings decided by a grand total of 12 points, 44-40 in 2014-15, 39-36 in 15-16, 38-36 in 16-17. 2 years ago, Fort Loramie, with a 22-6 record, won by a score of 44-41 right here. So
I remember that game.
And for whatever reason, Chuck, New Knoxville has a way of playing Fort Loramie tough right down to the last three or four possessions. This is a very good New Knoxville team that can put points in the basket. Two double-digit scores, another young lady averaging about nine. And it's a team that's played a rugged schedule already, going up against Marion Local twice.
Wow. Yeah, they are they're well-coached. When you play in this gym, this is a different gym than you're going to play in pretty much in any other venue that you're going to play a game in.
Yep.
And they are, they've got talent. I mean, the games that I've probably seen them play three or four times now against Loramie, and it's not a fluke that they've been close games. They've got talent, and they do a really nice job.
Hegemeyer, excellent genes. Brother Dan, 35 years of coaching, excellent career at the helm of several programs, having started out at Waynesfield, Goshen, then Spencerville. You'll remember his years at Fort Loramie, New Knoxville, and the tail end of his coaching career at St. Mary's. He was a fine mentor at Fort Loramie and New Knoxville. Tim Hegemeyer, same mold. He will run a patient offense, make you play defense for 20 or 25 seconds. Usually it's a club that sinks free throws. Head coach Carla Siegel's team on this Tuesday night will have to be up to it and ready for the task.
They will have to. And I'll say that Tim, probably not quite as intense as Dan
right.
when he coaches, but gets the same results, gets the kids to play as hard as you can get them to play, and that's all you can really ask for.
Two games ago, we covered Fort Loramie in a contest at the Fort Loramie gym. West Liberty Salem was the opponent, a club which plays very sticky defense. Fort Loramie had difficulty scoring the first two quarters, did win that game by a final score of 46-13. And then, Chuck, in the next outing, Fort Loramie scored 45 in the first half. One less point than it had scored in the whole game.
Right.
West Liberty Salem bumping in a grand spanking total of 97 in routing Houston. Taylor Ratterman dropped home three threes, we may recall, in that game against West Liberty Salem. Kenzie Holscher had 10. And then against Houston, wow. Ava Shouldis, a scoring machine, with 19. Kennedy Gebhardt, a couple of threes for 14. Taylor Ratterman, a couple of threes for 12. And Marissa Myring, 12 more. Holscher, 10 more. That was a tough stretch for the Houston girls, coached by Brad Allen. In the next meeting, Tri-Village put in 101 points on Houston. Speaking of those two clubs, Fort Loramie and Tri-Village, they'll meet in the Berlin Highland Classic in the country Saturday morning, third weekend of January at 9 and 10:30 at that event up at Berlin Highland High School.
Yeah, that'll be fun to see if we decide we're going over there. And that's after going to Canton, I'm 50-50. But that's a good tournament over there. And even though it's that early in the morning, it doesn't seem that bad, especially if you get to spend the night like the kids do.
This new Knoxville girls record of 3 wins in 6 games could very easily be as good as 5-1. Having lost to Marion Local 43-39 and again to Marion Local 40-37, first meeting was an OT. New Knoxville also lost an 8-pointer to Lima Bath in OT, so if they turn that game around, this team's only 8 or 10 points, Chuck, from being unbeaten in 6 contests. New Knoxville girls own a 48-41 win against Spencerville, a 57-33 win over Houston, and the last meeting came this past Saturday, 48-31 over St. Mary's. The two leading scorers are Megan Jarosik, 5'11 senior, 12 points a game, Ellie Gable, 5'6" sophomore, 12 points a game. Host of fine scorers for Fort Loramie with the four or five young ladies all averaging in the 10 to 13 point range. Redskins outside shooting, perhaps not sharp the first half. When we saw it against West Liberty Salem, Taylor Ratterman got going in the second half. But against Houston, Fort Loramie shot extremely well. That was a little bit more of what head coach Carla Siegel wants to see.
Well, she's got so much talent that really, if you start out and somebody's a little sluggish, she can go 10, 11 deep down the bench. I mean, that's how strong they are. So against Minster, they really were sluggish in the first half scoring, then they tend to pick it up. So I think they make nice adjustments. They find the soft spots in the defense, and then they start doing a good job of running their offense in the second half.
And I bet Carla played 10 or 11 in the first 6 or 7 minutes of the game we covered at Fort Loramie.
Yep.
A week ago when the Redskins defeated West Liberty Salem.
It's a nice luxury to have that much talent out there that you can play as many as she can play.
Yep, isn't that the case? Fort Loramie Redskins tonight will start Caitlin Gasson, 5'3 junior guard. Kennedy Gebhardt, 5'6 senior. Kenzie Holscher up front, 6 foot junior, along with Dana Rose, a 6 foot junior. And senior Marissa Meiring, 5'9 forward to round out the starting lineup. For New Knoxville, the beginning five is as follows. Taylor Newman, 5'7 forward. Jacqueline Leffel, a 5'9" senior. Morgan Leffel, a 5'7 junior. Jacqueline and Morgan, by the way, are cousins. Additional starters, Megan Jerosik, 5'11 senior, and Ellie Gable, a 5'6" sophomore. JV game compressed to 4 5-minute quarters. Not very good shooting in that first tilt. In fact, the two clubs may have combined for, 35, 40 points all told?
Yeah, Loramie ended up winning by 10. They struggled a little bit attacking the 2-3 zone, so I know Phil's going to get them in there and work on that a little bit.
So many thanks here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com to 3 Sports Loramie game sponsors. They're with us every single Redskins contest. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. The starters and the tip in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, do you need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Family-owned, building a quality name, one customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website, at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. And as you may have heard, before we originated our webcast here at New Knoxville tonight, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, is a new underwriting sponsor. Thank you, Reese Meyering and Company. And a long-time underwriting sponsor, Local Equipment, manufacturing quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all over the world. Dating back to 1947 in L.A., California, that's the name Local. And the present corporation was established in Jackson Center in 1982. Locally, Local is pleased to promote high school scholarships. And ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. We could not have gotten started here on ScoresBroadcast.com without the support and assistance from Local Equipment. We've got a couple of boys' games coming up for you this weekend on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's Fairlawn at Botkins on Friday night from the Botkins Gym. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10. And the Fort Loramie boys entertain New Bremen on Saturday, 7:10 webcast time. Tip at 7:30 on Saturday night. Well, Chuck, I happened to be at the Clancy-sponsored meal for the Anna football team last night.
Yeah, you just happened to be there.
That's good.
Free food.
That's good. I like that. I like that. I didn't know this. Interesting fact about Anna's defense over 15 games, about 170 tackles for loss. Wow.
Yeah, they were just impressive at every aspect of their team this year.
Yeah, last eight games, including the five playoff tilts, allowed two touchdowns in the entire second half of eight games. Opening tip to start this basketball game tonight, won by Fort Loramie. It's Holscher out high, down inside to Dana Rose, cutting toward the rim, and number 30 catches right near the iron and puts it through.
They did a nice job of attacking the zone that time, worked it and got it inside.
Here is New Knoxville with the ball, 25 feet away. It's Morgan Leffel. Hands off to a teammate who comes out to catch. That's Jerosik. Far left flank to Jacqueline Leffel. Elbow on the left, it's Ellie Gable. Gable averaging a dozen points a game. She shares top honors with Megan Jerosik, who is also at 12. High right, Jerosik. Here's New Knoxville in typical Tim Hegemeyer fashion, taking plenty of clock to get that good shot. Rangers haven't shot one yet. Then they get a good one. Fine wraparound pass, baseline left. Jerosik missed the gimme, but got the rebound back and threw it on the arc to a teammate. Played a minute 10, Fort Loramie leads 2-0. Outside the arc on the left, it is Taylor Newman. Newman on the bounce, looks for a teammate, makes an errant pass right into the hands of Rose to Gebhardt, back to Rose. Oh, a pretty two-on-one break.
Give it up, get it back. Nice job by Rose that time.
4 points for Dana. Fort Loramie on top, 4-0, 90 seconds gone. Morgan Leffel deep in the right corner, hounded by two black shirts. It's nearly stolen, out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Redskins in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. New Knoxville, the home white from top to bottom. Red numerals and red and gray piping across the bottom of the shorts. Foul line extended left, New Knoxville on the bounce. It is Newman being hounded out there by Gasson of Fort Loramie. Ball flipped off to Megan Jerosik, open 16-footer. Left of the foul line, buries it for the Rangers.
That's nice form right there.
4-2, Fort Loramie up a bucket. Holscher, top of the circle to Gasson. New Knoxville packs it in with the zone, right, Chuck?
I think they came back man this time.
They sure did. They shifted. Dana Rose has got it 25 feet away. Head coach Tim Hegemeyer and New Knoxville already blending man-to-man and zone. Gasson through the top of the key, outside the arc on the left. It is Gebhardt. Little pick and roll down inside for to Meyering. Might have walked, stumbled, regained control. Threw it on the arc to Gebhardt. A three-pointer is bombs away and right through.
Wow.
Sharp shooting so far from Fort Loramie. Three of three from the floor. 7-2 Redskins. Nearly 3 minutes gone, opening period. High right with the ball. Newman for New Knoxville. Weaves to Jacqueline Leffel. Hits a cutter. Morgan Leffel, who goes baseline right. Kicked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Couple of changes. Ava Shoulderskin coming off a 19-point game against Houston. As Jack is about ready to sneeze. I apologize if it happens. Oh, and it did. I bit my lip while doing it. Rangers have the ball straight on its Gable. Fort Loramie up 5-7-2. Gable high right to Jacqueline Leffel. Cross-court pass handled there by Morgan Leffel. Here's a deep left corner three. Barely caught iron. That was chucked up there by Morgan, and the rebound came down to Fort Loramie. Gasson hurries up, goes to Taylor Ratterman, who's checked in. Ratterman to Dana Rose on the arc. Dana on a weave to Gasson straight away. New Knoxville in a man after having started the game in zone. Here's Dana Rose with two fielders. Starts a drive, leaves it for Shoulders. On the arc to Ratterman. Available. Three-pointer. Good again.
Wow.
Little inside-out action.
Man, when you can replace Gephardt with Ratterman, you're not losing anything. Those two are outstanding shooters.
At one sharpshooter for another, foul just across the timeline. Little collision occurs. It goes against the Redskins. 10-2 Fort Loramie. 3:57 to go here in the first. Chuck, I've seen a handful of Fort Loramie New Knoxville games here in this gym. This is the best start I've ever seen the Redskins get.
Yeah, they're shooting the ball really well.
Here's Ella Gable going baseline right around the defender, all the way to the rack, and scores. Oh, that was a strong drive. Ella Gable for a deuce. 10-4 Fort Loramie. High left, it's Ratterman for the Redskins. To Shoulders. Deep in the left corner, starting to drive is Gebhardt, and swings it back on top. Good D by Haley Fletterjohn is in now, guarding Gebhardt. Fletterjohn, a sophomore, 5'5". Right beneath us is Marissa Myron. Might have stepped out or walked. It's a turnover, goes back to New Knoxville.
Yeah, he's tried to force it down the baseline. There was nothing there. I'm assuming that because we can't see the baseline.
Yeah, we're perched in the mezzanine, hanging over a railing behind the backboard at one end. I like the vantage point, but you do miss, about the last 3 or 4 feet of the court at this end. Here is an outstanding pass on the play by New Knoxville. A great dish. 25 feet away, Gable hit Megan Jarosik. Low left post. She caught it. Fort Loramie went to sleep, left her alone.
Yeah, they lost track of her, and that's not somebody you want to lose.
And she dropped it in for two. She's got a couple of field goals already for New Knoxville, which is down 10-6. 2:50 left, opening quarter. Ratterman straight away, picked up a Jacqueline Leffel. Taylor dribbling, checking out the defense of New Knoxville, which is a man. Ball handed off on the play to Jaden Putoff, 5'10 juniors in. Ball is whisked around the top of the circle to Gebhardt in the corner, and she flips it away into the middle of the lane. New Knoxville on the intercept. Here come the Rangers down the floor. Chance to cut it to 2 or 1 after being down by 8 a moment ago. Taylor Newman, head of the key, goes baseline left to Jacqueline Leffel. Off balance, starts a drive, meets resistance. Fort Loramie there late. It's a defensive foul. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Fort Loramie had a 10-2 lead. It's now 10-6, 2:15 left opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Lauderdale. New Knoxville inbounding below its rim, trailing by four. Good defense by Dana Rose on the arc, who will not let the offensive player drive. It's flipped back to Ellie Gable, 25 feet away. Into Jerosic in the lane, back to the basket, double-teamed. Looks for a teammate, then squeezes off a little left-hand runner, short. Rebound Rose. Here comes Fort Laramie. She gave it up, got it back. Hit a wide-open Marissa Meyering coming in from the left wing. Somebody didn't pick up Marissa.
They didn't get back. Now, they had the rebound, and they outran them down the floor.
12-6 Redskins. Into the forecourt, Ellie Gable. Hemmed in momentarily, gets it out of trouble. Straight on to Haley Flitterjohn. Wide open player underneath is Jerosic. Ball whipped to her by Gable. Shot blocked from behind by Dana Rose out of bounds.
Well, she was wide open again. The only thing that saved him there was Rose came in. I don't think Dana rotated the way she was supposed to, but she saved it with a block.
90 seconds left in the first. Deflection out of bounds off the fingertips of Shouldas of Fort Laramie. Tell you what, Chuck, this New Knoxville team is a good-looking club. It's going to make some waves in the MAC.
Well, like I said before the game, they are well-coached, always well-coached. If they don't have as much talent, they're still going to give you a basketball game.
Yep, but two overtime losses to Lima Bath and Marion Local. Another slender defeat at the hands of Marion Local. First game was at the Lima Bath tourney. Here's the Knoxville passing top of the circle. Oh, it's a telegraph throw. Picked up by Gasson. Gasson streaks down the floor. Hits a teammate. Holscher driving. Missed it. No good. Here's the follow. Yes, by Meyering. And a foul against New Knoxville.
Great follow that time by Marissa Meyering. She got the basket and the foul.
Marissa at the stripe. One coming. Lead for Fort Laramie matches its biggest eight. Marissa swishes the foul shot, and it's 15-6. 1 minute left here in the first. Here is Fort Laramie pressing. New Knoxville having trouble getting it down. They do break pressure, get it to Jerosic at the foul line. Tries it a cutting teammate. Hurried pass goes out of bounds.
Yeah, she needs to turn and face to see what's there because she knows there's three defenders on the other side of her, so there's got to be something behind her towards the basket. She could have taken it herself.
Yep, one of those plays where haste makes waste. 25 feet away on the left, Fort Laramie's got the ball. It's thrown to Meyering in the post. Now to Gebhardt, slices into the lane. Feeds a teammate, three-pointer straight away. Having stepped onto the court was Colleen Brandewee. She nailed it. Good-looking jumper. It's ruled a deuce. She was straddling the arc. How about that, Chuck, for instant points off your bench?
Yeah, I like that kid.
Long three-pointer. Newman for New Knoxville. Banged off the iron. No good. Loose ball rebound foul in the corner on Gebhardt of Fort Laramie. The lead is swollen out to 17-6. Now, already in this game, we have seen Ratterman come in off the bench, score, first shot. Brandewee come in off the bench, score, first shot.
Yep.
20 ticks on the clock here in the first. Seven straight points by Fort Laramie. Redskins jumped out 10-2. New Knoxville hit a couple field goals. Now seven consecutive by the Skins to post their biggest cushion, 11. Dribbling is Newman with 13 seconds to go. Ball to Jerosic. Here's a cross-court pass behind the arc to Haley Flitterjohn, who overshoots it with five to play. The ball hits the baseline stripe, and Fort Laramie's got 4.9 with which to work. They must negotiate the whole court. In backcourt, it's Shouldas to Gebhardt. She streaks up. She's got 2.5 to go. Stops her dribble. Gebhardt slings it. High off the backboard. Didn't catch iron. No good. First quarter's in the books here at New Knoxville. Redskins 17, Rangers 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Laramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Scores in Fort Loramie. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker has been number one, the most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. New Knoxville attacking with the first second quarter possession. Ball thrown to the right flank, handled there by Ellie Gable. Down inside to Jerosik, turns and hits a little 6-foot fadeaway. Oh, and Megan gets it in there that close, Chuck. She's dangerous.
She's got a nice touch inside, that's for sure.
Top of the circle with the ball. Holscher for Fort Loramie. Holscher throws it on the play to teammate Taylor Radiman on the dribble out near the Rangers logo at midcourt. Fires it down the right side for Corinne Heitkamp, who's in. Back to Radiman. Oh, lobbing down inside for Holscher, and a white jersey gets a piece of it. Knocked away. Rangers have got it. Here comes Jerosik pulling up 30 feet out. Minute gone. Second quarter. The Knoxville's got to stay within reach of Fort Loramie and have a good second period here. Here's the ball thrown by the Rangers to a cutter, knifing through the lane at Jacqueline Leffel. No chance to make the shot, but she knew she would get contact. A couple of foul shots here for Jacqueline. Jacqueline Leffel, Morgan Leffel on the varsity roster are cousins. Free throw good, perfect. And then Jacqueline and Rebecca are sisters. The two Fletterjohns, Haley and Carly, are sisters. And Carson Henschen, Avery Henschen, who's out with a knee injury, also sisters. Foul shot short, barely caught the front of the ring, and the rebound comes down to Holscher for Fort Loramie. 25 feet away, handled straight on by Corinne Heitkamp. Now to Ratterman. Here's Dana Rose on the bounce. Dana scored the first two buckets of the game for Fort Loramie. Here's Radiman stepping back behind the arc. Look out. A beautiful high-arching floater right down through the hole. What Taylor Radiman has been on fire the last week and a half. Here's a baseline drive by New Knoxville. Then the ball is thrown into the lane to a cutter who drops it in. Haley Fletterjohn, the beneficiary of a great assist. Here's quickly Fort Loramie up the floor. And New Knoxville gets a piece of it. So do the Redskins. Out of bounds into the New Knoxville bench. Rangers ball. Let's see if the referees confer. 9-point lead Fort Loramie, 20-11. Just under two gone here in the second period. Rangers possession in backcourt. Tell you what, Chuck, if this New Knoxville team has anything which inhibits it, it might be the bench. It's clearly not as deep as Fort Loramie.
Yeah, not. They're only playing six girls.
But it's a rock-solid starting five with one substitute. Here is a baseline drive by New Knoxville, an attempt at a wraparound pass by Gable, picked off by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Rose with a shake-and-bake move to the cup. Good for two.
That was a great take that time by Dana Rose.
Wow. And a foul to boot. Dana's at the stripe.
We're looking right down at her. She took the contact, and her eyes never left the rim.
Dana at the free throw line, a chance for 7 points on the night. She's got it. And the lead for Fort Loramie up to 12. That's the biggest, 23-11. 5:52 to go till halftime. Here is New Knoxville with a poor pass at the top of the key, picked off by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Shoulders in the lane. Throws it on the arc to the shooter straight away. It's Brandowee off the back iron. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. Pitch baseline right to Meiring, who circles back out. Now goes top of the circle to number 20, who is Corinne Heitkamp. Deep right corner, Meiring. Meiring picked up there by Megan Jerosik. Now Gebhardt hemmed in, head of the circle. Wraps it around to Heitkamp. Spin move into the lane. Behind her to Gebhardt. Thought about shooting from three-point land. Didn't. 5:11 to go in the second. Fort Loramie still works the ball around. Heitkamp, Gebhardt, shot fake. At the elbow, into the lane, on the run. Flipped it up, missed it. Reach-in foul against New Knoxville.
Hey, they were going to call that. They were going to count that basket. I thought it was on the drive.
Yeah, and I thought maybe she dragged a pivot foot a little bit before she released it, but she gets away with two free throws. Gebhardt aims, missed it off the flange. It was close. She got the continuation call, that's for sure.
That's why you need to go dunk that.
Marissa Meiring is out for Fort Loramie. Meiring on the bench. Second foul shot, Gebhardt dips the knees. Got it. 24-11. Redskins up 13. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. And head coach Tim Hegemeyer gets a timeout, a full for New Knoxville, which has slipped behind the 13 with just over three played in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Oh, check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Well, New Knoxville after the timeout throws it out of bounds. Fort Loramie with it. Here's Rose out high. Hits a cutter in the lane at Solcher. Lobs it up with the left hand, short. Rebound New Knoxville. Rangers head of the key. It's Gable. Outside the arc on the right to Jacqueline Leffel. Now Jarosik deep in the corner. Being pressured on the play by Holscher. 4:20 left in the second. Cross-court pass, three-point shooter. Pitched up there by Jacqueline Leffel. Danced off the back iron, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Redskins up 13. Here's Gasson back on the floor now at the point. Caitlin, a 5'3 junior for Fort Loramie. Pitches to Gebhardt on the left flank. She launches from out back. No. Hit the rim. Caromed out to New Knoxville. 13-point lead Fort Loramie. 3:50 left till halftime. At the elbow on the left, it is Ellie Gable. Swings it to Jarosik in the middle. Oh, there's a gang of black shirts around her. They knock it away. Quickly down the floor, Gebhardt. Shot blocked from behind. Schultes on the follow for two. Ava Schultes came running strong behind Gebhardt, who was out in front. Little trapping defense by Fort Loramie at midcourt. 15-point lead Redskins. New Knoxville high left. It's Haley Fletterjohn with it. New Knoxville's offense stymied for a moment. Here's a deep right corner three. Yes, from way downtown.
Jacqueline Leffel.
Jacqueline Leffel on the button. That is a beauty. Holscher in the lane, on the arc to Rose for Fort Loramie. She matches the three-pointer. Dana Rose coming right back. Boy, she's in double digits.
Yeah, she's really starting to play some offense.
Wow. Here's a bad pass by New Knoxville. Hustling on the play, Gebhardt picks it off. Backcourt to Gasson. 2:48 left until halftime. 15-point lead Fort Loramie. Wraparound pass to Holscher in the post. On the arc to Gebhardt. She's available. Missed it for 19. Rebound down to New Knoxville. Here's a long pass to the Rangers, deflected by Fort Laramie off the backboard.
Yeah, Gaston did a nice job of hustling back and getting a hand on that fast break pass.
Here in the second quarter, Chuck, Fort Laramie's depth beginning to make New Knoxville pay.
And they did, they're bringing Imwali in, so now they have played, I think, nine girls.
Yep, yeah, this nine is taking a toll on Fort Laramie. This depth of two, five-team units practically for the Redskins.
Ten girls.
Yep, ten total. And it's wearing on the Rangers, who throw up an errant 15-footer. Fort Laramie's got the rebound, running quickly down the floor. Redskins barreling in from the right wing, shot short by Brandewee. New Knoxville's got it with just over two to go in the half. 29-14. Dribbling hard through the top of the key. It's Jacqueline Leffel. Deep left corner, Jarosik shoots it short. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Macy Imwally's got it in the right corner. Macy hits a cutter, driving through the lane. It's Meyering. Good defense by Jarosik. Shot hit the underneath side of the rim into the hands of a white jersey Ranger. With a minute 48 to go in the half, it's Haley Fletterjohn. Jarosik foul line. Oh, Fort Laramie with quick hands. Meyering nearly swiped it. It's loose, rolling away from the Redskins. Out of bounds. Or I should say off the Rangers' lap.
Right, yeah. Meyering did a nice job. She got on the floor and tipped it off of Jarosik.
Yep, she caused that ruckus, and the turnover went Fort Laramie's way. Gas in midcourt, outside the arc on the left, it's Imwally. Straight away, Ratterman. Guarded by Jacqueline Leffel. Imwally spins, elbow on the left. On a weave with Gasson, who's forced way out high by Ellie Gable. Gasson gives it up to Ratterman. Ratterman peers in, cutting his Imwally. No chance to hit her. A minute eight to go in the half. 29-14 Fort Laramie. Outside the arc on the left, it's handled there by Colleen Brandewee. She gives it up, gets it back. Brandewee lobs, baseline left for Ratterman. Stabbed out of bounds from behind by Jacqueline Leffel. 55.8 to go here in the second. Scoring pace has slowed down just a bit. 29-14 Redskins. Fort Laramie led 17-6 after one. So Fort Laramie's lengthened the lead by four more points here in the second quarter. Fort Laramie inbounds, top of the circle to Brandewee to Rose. Now to Gasson and sets it up. 48, 47, 46 seconds to go. Gasson, Ratterman, right wing behind the arc, it's Rose. Redskins constantly look to the post. Here's Ratterman. Shifting man-to-man defense by New Knoxville. Down to a half minute to go in the half. Ratterman straight away. With the ball, 25 feet out. It is Holscher who gives it up to Gasson. Gasson on the bounce. Down to 19 to go. Here's Ratterman. Redskins might as well go ahead and play for one now. Schultes on a weave to Dana Rose. Rose backs up near the Rangers logo at midcourt. 10 remaining. High left, it's Ratterman with 7 to go. Looks cross court, no one open. She's double teamed. Heads down the lane.
Pass.
Feed to a teammate, Schultes, who beats the buzzer for a deuce. It looked like the Redskins might be close to frittering away the time. They played it tight, right down to the wire, Chuck, and got the last deuce to end up the second quarter, leading by 17 points, 31-14 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, and don't forget at the Jewelry Barn, beginning the first of this month, a huge sale got underway. 15 to 50% off anything made up in the store all this entire month at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Hours, Monday 9 to 6, Tuesday 9 to 6, closed Wednesday, Thursday 11 to 8, Fridays 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 1, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. That's the Jewelry Barn. It's the gem of Rushi. Hoing and Hoing Builders and Anna, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, serving Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road, offering services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings with over 200 years of experience. With its current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. If you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoing and Hoing currently has lots for sale on Retker Road, and the lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. 394-7144 for Hoing and Hoing Builders. What you can imagine, we can create. Our halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com with Fort Loramie leading New Knoxville 31-14 is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, Loramie's got a 9-7 rebounding advantage, 3-2 on the offensive boards. Redskins only turned it three times in the first half. New Knoxville turned it 9. 3-for-4 from the free throw line for Loramie, 1-for-2 from New Knoxville. Individual scoring for New Knoxville, they were led by Megan Jerosik with 6. Jacqueline Leffel had 4, and then they got 2 from Taylor Newman and 2 from, who is that? Ellie Gable. They scored 6 and 8, 14 for the first half. Loramie was led by Dana Rose. She had a terrific first half. She scored 10. Then they got 6 from Taylor Ratterman. They scored 5 with Marissa Myring, 4 from Ava Schultes, 4 from Kennedy Gephardt, and 2 from Colleen Brandewee. They scored 17 and 14, and they lead it 31-14 at the half.
Tell you what, Chuck, these two quarters for Fort Loramie, certainly better than either one of the pairs of quarters we saw Fort Loramie when the Redskins played West Liberty.
Oh, absolutely, offensively. They've got good ball movement tonight. They're shooting the ball with confidence. when you're playing 10, 11 girls, you know, it almost makes you a little tense because you know if you miss a couple or you make a mistake, there's somebody over there ready to come in and take your spot. So they need to relax but when they're on the floor and just play with confidence because they're going to be, except for maybe one or two times all year, they're going to be that much better than anybody they play.
Yep. Redskins led by 11 after one. It's up to 17 after two. 31-14 at the break. Fort Loramie over to Knoxville. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. This Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com, boys action for you. Fairlawn at Botkins, webcast time 7:10. Then the next night on Saturday, New Bremen at Fort Loramie, again webcast time 7:10. The tip-off both nights at 7:30. Thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor, Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants. Reese Myring has major business clients that serve for 25 years. CPAs on staff, performing tax and financial services for you, the individual. It's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, and consulting for business setups. As the business world evolves, Reese Myring is flexible and will meet your accounting needs as your business changes and grows. Thanks to the internet, computer technology, and easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Myring can serve your business efficiently. Whether you're close by or far away, in Fort Loramie, Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813. Just a moment away from the start of our third quarter with Fort Loramie leading 31-14 over New Knoxville. Chuck, the Rangers needed that halftime respite.
Well, like we said, Loramie's running 10 girls. They've got one sub. I mean, they've got some JV girls that are filling out the roster, but they don't have anybody they want to throw out there in crunch time. So, you know, that's a definite advantage to Loramie. They need to take advantage there if they need to tire them out. press them, which they did. Half court trapped them, which they did.
Right.
And run the floor every opportunity that they can.
Did Fort Laramie attack in the half court, the zone, and man to man equally well?
Yeah. New Knoxville had to get out of that zone. They got the ball into Rose for the first two shots and into Myring, and they had to get out of it.
Yep. Here we go. Third quarter. Redskins ball, midcourt, up a 17, 31 to 14. We've got Dana Rose on the floor for Fort Laramie, Caitlin Gasson, Kenzie Holscher. Looks like the five who began the game, Kennedy Gebhardt, out there as well. She's got the ball the left wing. Goes to Rose in the left corner. Oh, a little pick and roll down inside for Myring. Punched out of bounds by New Knoxville. No, Myring had the ball glance off her shoulder last.
I think they corrected it.
They did get it changed. Well, no.
No, I guess they didn't.
It's Rangers ball.
She took a lot of contact on that no call.
Yep, sure did. Two-man pressure in backcourt by Fort Laramie. Dribbling up ahead is Newman. Newman gives it up to Gable. Oh, Gable telegraphs the throw. Picked off out high by Holscher. Look at her go. Streaks the other way. Left hand up and good. 33-14, Fort Laramie. 7:20 left, third quarter.
Kenzie's first basket.
Here is Jacqueline Leffel with the ball for New Knoxville. High left to Morgan Leffel. Picked up by Holscher. Swings it on top to a teammate. It's Taylor Newman. Now Jacqueline Leffel. Here's Jarosik. Shot fake. Popping out to catch is Gable. Kelly, a 5'6 sophomore. 12 points a game. Ball lobbed to a cutter in the paint area. Flipped up on the run by Morgan Leffel. Short. Rebound Fort Laramie. Quickly down to Gebhardt. Gebhardt open, drives, overshoots. Loose ball rebound dug out of there by the Redskins, who restart. Minute 20 gone, third quarter. Fort Laramie up 19. Between the circles, Gasson. Outside the arc on the left, it's Rose. Tries to hit a player in the post. Holscher tipped away momentarily by New Knoxville. Fort Laramie gets it back. Myring shoots a long one, 17-footer. Missed it. Baseline right, rebound Rose, short on the shot, follows, lays it through. Boy, she knew right where it was going to go.
She knew it was short when she let it go.
Yep. Savvy play by Dana. Quickly, forecourt, New Knoxville, foul against Fort Laramie. As the Rangers rushed it down the floor and got a two-shot situation out of it in the person of Jacqueline Leffel. Biggest lead for Fort Laramie right now, 35-14. 6:11 to go in the third. Here's the shot tried and made by Jacqueline Leffel.
She's a left-hander, and I watched her shoot at halftime. She went around the arc shooting threes, and I think she only missed one. I don't know. She probably shot 10 or 11. She only missed one. She's got a real nice stroke.
And she is a senior, is Jacqueline Leffel, 5'9 forward. Makes both free throws. Calmly drops it in. 35-16 in favor of Fort Laramie. I tell you, New Knoxville, New Bremen, Marion Local, which has beaten New Knoxville twice already. Hard to believe. Minster, Versailles. It's going to be an even Steven Midwest Athletic Conference.
No doubt.
St. Henry is improved over a year ago. Fort Recovery, very competitive. Parkway, not bad either. Delta St. John's in girls basketball always gives you trouble. Midwest Athletic Conference, top to bottom, competitive. Here's Fort Laramie attacking several passes. It's been a bad throw to the post, picked off by New Knoxville, which is down 35-16. Oh, here's a steal. High left by Shouldis, dug it away from Gable. Shouldis down the floor, stops, lays it up, and oh, it sticks between the flange, edge of the rim, and backboard.
That's so much harder to do than make it.
And I saw Holscher tell head coach Carla Siegel, I could read her lips, I tried to do that, coach. Oh, yeah, she did.
And she didn't. She had a lot. She was shot in traffic, and she really couldn't get herself off the floor to go up strong with it.
Right.
It was all arms.
Played nearly 3 minutes here in the third. Fort Laramie, zone pressure at the timeline. Ball goes up over the center stripe to Jarosik. She's bodied and fouled by Fort Laramie. 5:09 to go, third quarter. 35-16, Redskins up by 19.
They called that on Schultes, and with a look on her face, I don't think she believed the call.
No, she was perplexed by it. I was too. Here's a very sloppy pass by New Knoxville. Dana Rose on the intercept, gave it up, got it back, and scored. You talk about unselfish play right there.
That's how you run a break.
Long pass to New Knoxville, picked off by Dana Rose. Quickly down the floor to a trailer outside the arc to Gebhardt. She overshoots a three-pointer. Loose ball rebound in the lane to Jacqueline Leffel of New Knoxville. 37-16 Redskins. 4:40 to go in the third. Here's Ellie Gable, hemmed in momentarily. Lobs the teammate Megan Jarosik. She hands off to a baseline driver who's Morgan Leffel. Shot short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly Redskins, it's Holscher. Holscher on the arc to Ava Schultes, is at the point momentarily. Nada Ratterman, right wing. 4:16 left, third quarter. Coming out to catch Dana Rose to Gebhardt. Deep left corner with the basketball for Fort Loramie is Colleen Brandu. Is that Colleen in now?
That's Colleen, yep.
Yep. We got one ponytail after another. Colleen gives it up in the corner, gets it back, steps inside the arc. Bingo! 17-footer Colleen Brandewee. Oh, she is a sharp shooting sophomore. Progressing quite nicely since her freshman year. 39-16 Fort Loramie. Open, Jacqueline Leffel. And she throws in a long triple for New Knoxville. There's that left-hand stroke you were talking about, Chuck.
She's got to be feeling good the way she shot it at halftime.
20-point lead, Fort Loramie, 39-19. It was 39-16. Fort Loramie goes baseline, pitches it on the arc to Ratterman. Strong on the shot. Rebound collected, though, by Rose. Up and under. Good for two. 41-19, Fort Loramie. Three to play, third quarter. Down the floor, Haley Flederjohn. Outside the arc on the left to Gable. Deep in the corner, Morgan Leffel. She gives it up, gets it back. Goes to Jarosik on the block. Nice shot fake. Rose didn't bite. Blocked it. Took it away. Out it goes to Brandewee. And she targets the pass for the teammate, Ratterman. Broken up and stolen over Jacqueline Leffel. Down to Ellie Gable. Gable strides into the lane. A leaner foul. Two shots coming for her. 41-19 Fort Loramie, 2:37 to go in the third. Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A couple of foul shots, New Knoxville. Ellie Gable, the first, is on the money. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum, providing the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence on the market. Francis Schulze Company, distributing quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County, making the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education.
Wow.
Both free throws made by New Knoxville, and then Marissa Myring with a crafty move on the inside for Fort Loramie.
Good footwork. She went up and under and got herself an easy one.
43-21. Redskins up 22. Two to play in the third. Oh, a backdoor cut by New Knoxville. And fed beautifully on the play is Carson Henshin, a 5'9 sophomore. She caught it on the run. Oh, what a dish off.
We liked her in the JV game. She's got some talent.
Henshin knifed through along the boundary below the basket and scored a deuce. 20-point lead, Fort Loramie. Minute 47 to go in the third. On the arc, it's Myring, ball high overhead. Looks to the middle, no one home. Gives it up to Gebhardt. Popping out to catch is Jaden Putoff, who's in. Jaden, a 5'10 junior. Redskins have it, right corner, Gebhardt. Who goes cross court on the play to Myring, straight away, Gasson. Now Gebhardt handles. Myring, top of the key. Good defense by New Knoxville. looks like a zone.
No, they're playing man still.
Are they playing man?
Yep. Really sagging in the middle.
Yep, Jurosik hanging out in the paint area. Foul away from the ball against New Knoxville for holding. Redskins have it. 73 seconds to go, third quarter, up 20. Here's a bullet-like pass below the rim. Gasson hits the post player in the lane. A little swivel shot by Holscher goes down. 45-23, Fort Loramie. A minute to go, third quarter. Deep in the left corner, Fletterjohn hits a cutter, driving through the lane. Shot missed. Oh, a tough break for Gable. It bounded off. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Hustling down the floor in a hurry. On the run, baseline left, shot no by Holscher. Rebound to Knoxville, foul against Fort Loramie. 44.3 to go, third quarter. Redskins up 22. Backcourt, Gable for New Knoxville. Picked up timeline to Gebhardt. Gable dumps it down, baseline left. Haley Fletterjohn starts to drive. Oh, a good block on the play. Myring got a piece of it, collected it. Up ahead to Gasson. Knocked away from behind. New Knoxville's got it. Then an overthrow down the floor, run down by Myring. Redskin possession, 16-15, 14 to go in the third. Baseline left, Gebhardt choked off. Down to 9-8. Here's Gasson. Dribbling right to Gebhardt. High left, three-pointer, buries it. 2 seconds to go. That's the third quarter. Fort Loramie 48 on the triple by Gebhardt with a second left. New Knoxville 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 25-point lead Fort Loramie. We start the fourth. Thank you, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding partner here on Scores. Couldn't have gotten started without help from Local. U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. And Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, plus the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. That Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Plus the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Here's New Knoxville overshooting from the corner to start playing the fourth. Fort Loramie momentarily had garnered the rebound, but the Rangers clawed away and throw it right back inside to Taylor Newman. Newman spins toward the rim, lays it up, deflected by the Redskins, who get it to midcourt. Players hit the deck, what's been called. Time out, head coach Carla Siegel. Win by 34 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And before Chuck gives you his Clancy Star of the Game Award winner, highlight our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And don't forget, Brookings on Saturday nights, you'll love that pork chop special. It's outstanding. Roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, meaty and cheesy pizza. Your food is cooked fresh. Carl Arnes, the owner, puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookings, the ideal spot to go for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60 with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookings burgers to go around. No place like Brookings in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. Chuck, a lot of Fort Loramie young ladies shined in this game tonight.
Now, I'm going to go through the scoring for New Knoxville. They got 9 from Jacqueline Leffel and 8 from Megan Jarosik. They led them. On the other side, 10 young ladies scored, led by Dana Rose with 16. They got 9 from Taylor Ratterman, 7 from Marissa Myring, 7 from Kennedy Gephardt, 6 from Ava Schultes. Then we go to 5 for Kenzie Holscher. They got 4 from Colleen Brandwee. Then they drop down to 2 each for Putoff and Macy Imwali and Paige Eilerman. 10 young ladies score.
And Chuck, that's crazy. 60 points, only one in double figures.
Yeah, I know. And the one with double figures, Dana Rose, is our Clancy's player of the game. Oh, she was terrific.
She sure was. Splendid night for Dana. Got a bunch in the first quarter. In fact, ignited the fire with 2 goals to start the game.
Yeah, she didn't score in the fourth quarter.
Right. Dana Rose, our Clancy's award winner, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food. Don't forget, Friday night, it's Botkins hosting Fairlawn and Boys action. Webcast time 7:10. We follow up on Saturday. Fort Loramie hosts New Bremen. Webcast time 7:10. JV game, low scoring, won by Fort Loramie. Varsity tilt goes to Fort Loramie. Chuck, again, that final
60-26.
26.
Wow. Cut them to 3 points in the fourth quarter.
Just did not seem like a 34-point game at all. New Knoxville's going to make its mark on the Midwest Athletic Conference before the year is over. Well, Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at New Knoxville, where the Fort Loramie girls have defeated the Rangers by a final score of 60-26.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.